Oswald Chambers, April 18th, readiness. Oswald gives us from Exodus 3:4, God called to him and he said, here I am. Are you ready? That was Moses at the burning bush. Was Moses ready? Didn't seem to be, but he was ready to respond and do what his heavenly Father asked him. It's not a matter of your talents and your abilities, although God can and will use those. It's a matter of your surrender. It's a matter of knowing his voice. It's a matter of wanting to be a part of his plan. God uses those the most who know him the best. Oswald says, when God speaks, many of us are like people in a fog and we give no answer. Readiness for God means that we are prepared to do the smallest thing or the largest thing. It makes no difference. It means we have no choice in what we want to do, but that whatever God's plans may be, we are there and ready. In other words, the answer is yes, Father. Now, what is the question? The answer is yes, Father. Now, what is the question? You see, I can say this because my eyes are fixed on Jesus. I'm not distracted by how great or small the activity is or whatever it is he's asking of me or all those people around me. No, my eyes are fixed on him. I used to be distracted by those things, but now I just respond when I sense him directing me and I leave the outcome to God. I don't have to worry about the how, just the who. The answer is yes, Father. Now, what is the question? Moses could not imagine the how he was going to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. Mary, when the angel says, you're going to have a child, even though you're a virgin, she says, I don't understand the how, but let it be to me as you have said. We crucify the how, and we just look to the who. Oswald says, be ready for the sudden surprise visits of God. A ready person never needs to get ready. He is ready. That reminds me of the story in Mark 9, one of my favorite stories. Jesus is up on the Mount of Transfiguration. When he comes back down, he sees his disciples surrounding a father and a son who is demon-possessed. He interacts with the father, and the father says in that great response, I believe, help me with my unbelief. And then we read, when Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. Spirit, you deaf and mute spirit, I command you to come out of him and never enter again. The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. And afterwards, the disciples said, why couldn't we drive it out? And Jesus replied, this kind can come out only by prayer. But if you read the version in Mark 9, he didn't pray. Jesus said, this kind can come out only by prayer, but Jesus didn't pray in that moment because he was already prayed up. He was ready at all times simply to respond to his Father because he was surrendered, he knew his Father's voice, and he wanted to be a part of his Father's plan. Are you ready? Have you surrendered your will to his? Do you know his voice?